BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And this week we watched Marvel's What If?
But what if?
No.
I think maybe. How about? I think I could. I'm not so sure.
See what I did there, Jax? I was like, what if I said the title differently than I usually say?
I'm excited by that, Tim. What if?
Well, Jax, what if? So What If is, it's just dropped on Disney Plus. We watched recently. It's, And do you want to hear the pretty brief description that Disney Plus have?
I would love nothing more than that, Tim.
Okay. Reimagining noteworthy events in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and creating a multiverse of infinite possibilities.
Is that what the fucking... Is that for real?
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy. Because I was going to save something for the end where we talk spoilers of another show that would be what I hope for this show. You said the word multiverse, so that's pretty exciting. But before we get into any of that crazy talk, Tim, what is this What If about? Because this is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We've got 27 to 29, or who gives a fuck? Lots of movies, the biggest TV show that's ever been made in movie format. Lots and lots of movies. Mm-hmm. It all pretty much wrapped up with Infinity War Endgame. Spider-Man had a bit of an epilogue. Now I've got TV shows out the wazoo. And this is the fourth one that is what-ifing, riffing.
Oh, God. All right, so essentially, what if...
the old movies. And this one is riffing off Captain America 1, the first Avenger. And this one is, what if Captain America was a lady?
Yes, but also...
And British.
Agent Carter that we've already met.
For sure.
Clarification. So pretty much this follows the first Avenger, a movie I realized halfway through this episode I don't know if I've necessarily finished.
Oh my god.
Yeah, because no one cares. No one cares. It's a bad movie. Red Skull, okay. Go back to Elrond. And...
Wow!
we're not talking about Loki anymore, Jax.
You're back to the Matrix.
And so What If is about...
Go back to Rivendell. Go back to Elrond. I just registered what you said.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, go back to the character Elrond.
Yeah, okay.
So this first episode is posing the question, what if Captain Carter was the first Avenger? And it very much quickly establishes that this What If series is not necessarily going to do crazy... out there, what if the Hulk wasn't green? I don't know.
It's going to be like, oh, what if it's the same story beats, exactly the same, except the vaguest, most boring possible changes. Like, oh, Steve Rogers isn't Captain America. It's just Peggy Carter. And everything plays out the same or slightly differently, but it's the point where you couldn't notice if you blinked. And so bland and uninterestingly different.
Yeah, so this series is definitely for
what
people...
What if it's the same, but different, but pretty much the same, because who fucking cares? We didn't hire writers.
They didn't hire writers. They didn't hire animation designers
either. Oh, no, yeah, the animation team clearly was just the writing team.
Yes, this is going to be, pre-warning, this is going to be a sour episode where Jax gets annoyed at...
What if we decided to make Marvel Cinematic Universe, but fucking shit? What if, Tim?
Well, they were on that about 10 years ago. Got him.
Oh, you bloody got him. And I disagree strongly, but you got him. I don't even know what to say to that. If you don't like it, you don't like it. That's fair.
I like it a lot. But Jax, we watched this together and Jax did not seem to be enjoying himself. I was along for the ride.
Tim was on his phone the entire time. Do not lie to me, Tim. At one point, I looked at you. I looked back at the screen. A minute later, I looked at you. You were on your phone still.
Yeah, I was doing research.
You weren't briefly on your phone, flicking at the screen onto the phone. You were deadlocked into the phone.
I was
you
doing research. You had no idea what was going on. What are you talking about? I could literally shot for shot that episode.
Because you've seen...
Because I've seen the movie already. Well, maybe not.
You lied about not seeing it, so you can pretend there's that bit with the train. You see it from the movie, Tim.
Yeah. One of my biggest issues with this is that it just seemed to fall into the Marvel TV trap of nothing really changes. Nothing matters. There's no reason that this show exists. There's obviously slight exceptions to that. It just seems like an unnecessary thing for them to do when now they have the chance to follow the comics and be like, what if this happened? What if this happened? And my question is just like, what do you want to see happen? Because I feel like what we're just going to go through the movies and it's just going to be like, all right, well, what if like Peggy Carter was Captain America? But then at the end of the day, kind of Steve Rogers almost just saves her in the end anyway. And it's like, it's really strange. And I just don't know what they're going to bring that really changes anything. What do you want from this series? Because I'm not overly invested in it.
Nothing at this point, because the animation style is disgusting. It's ugly to look at, so I don't enjoy watching the show.
Yeah, it's not even like Archer weird. It's like just bland, it's cheap.
If you compare this to Archer, say, like even the first season, Archer looks awesome. Archer has a distinct visual style. It's going for something. Like, if you go back to watch the first 10 seasons of South Park, could you say technically on like a, you know, prowess of animation of what it can do, is it exceptional animation? Probably not. But it does and tells a story and emotes in a certain way that works for what it's doing. And it's exceptional. And that's why South Park's able to kind of be like 30 seasons long.
This is also an anthology series, I assume.
Is it?
Probably.
Well, let's get into that later with some potential spoilers for another show. Because I think it won't be anthology. And I think that could be the interesting element of the show. But at this point, it's pretty much like... This one's Peggy Carter, but it's Captain America 1 or whatever. And if you've seen the trailer, they're pretty much all just going to be like, what if it was Guardians of the Galaxy, but they were the Avengers? What if it was this, but they were that? And what if it was this and that was that? And what if it was the Hulk, but it was the other character was the Hulk instead? It's going to be the same because it's Hulk still. Tim's nodding his head, but he's literally grabbed the toaster with a knife and he's trying to stab into it.
Wow. It's got a bit of a trend, hasn't it, Jackson? You just say I'm doing stuff and I'm clearly just sitting here and right next to the microphone.
Nobody knows. It's
wild stuff.
Definitely
don't take Jackson's word for it. There's not much more to really say about this, to be honest, just because it's like it is just Captain America the First Avenger, but with Peggy Carter.
You love it. Or
there's,
you hate it.
There's
you
not much change. There's not much that really excited me about it.
I
thought it was fine, but like I'm definitely not gonna continue watching. Like I don't care about this show at all.
Savage. All right, Tim, can we get into mild spoilers for the third? This is the fourth Marvel cinematic show. Can we get into mild spoilers for the third show? Because why I think it's going to get interesting.
About the end of
the
Loki.
End of the Loki show.
Sure. Yeah. So don't listen.
So if you haven't watched Loki 1, why are you listening to this about What If? And you haven't watched Loki? Because you're either into Marvel or you're not, and you've seen Loki. Loki season 1 finale goes boom. It's Kang Baby Multiverse. And they finally dropped the multiverse bomb that they've been teasing since Doctor Strange 2 was like,
yeah.
Multiverse of Madness.
They proved me wrong, finally. They went...
They finally proved you wrong.
Tim doesn't think any of these shows matter? Well, for at least 2 minutes, they're going to matter. And now, in the next 2 weeks later, they're going to be like, no, it doesn't matter.
Multiverse is going to explode. WandaVision wasn't going to cause it.
So what do you think that's going to impact this show?
So this show was announced as an anthology series, and I think that was a trick because Loki hadn't come out yet. And now this show has come out like a month after Loki. Mm. And so this show, at the start of it, he's like, it's a multiverse of, if imagine a million shards of glass exploding and we all are different, you know, and he's like, blah, 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 multiverse. Shut up, Jeffrey Wright, multiverse nonsense stuff. Which is kind of boring and not as interesting, as exciting as I thought. Kind of narrates the show in a really boring, uninteresting way.
Sure.
It was more excited for, like him as the Watcher. But this show, hopefully, won't just be about different multiverses that don't relate to anything. They'll be centered around one multiverse tangent that is all related. So Captain Carter will be our Captain America in this universe. And we'll get like a Tony Stark that is different in some way. And we'll, and hopefully, I'm imagining the first two or three episodes will go through the first couple of movies from the Avengers movies. And then we'll get an Avengers movie, but it'll be different because it'll be Captain Carter and and that and that.
Maybe.
And we could go through, and these 10 episodes, or 9, however long it is, go through what the MCU is, but different. And then it can end with some kind of different crazy thing. And
like it.
I think that'd be really exciting.
I mean, there's a little bit at the end that maybe implies that, but I don't.
Really overhyping myself. I'm setting myself up for disappointment the way I do with all the Marvel shows.
Nice. Because
the expectation can be so great, so exciting.
Mm.
But I think that because the show is so boring, so unfunny, so derivative, bizarrely, like it's...
Well, it didn't have time to be funny because it was just like getting... It was just like dot pointing
the movie. But there were jokes in it. So Yeah, you didn't notice because you were on your fucking phone.
Got me.
Yeah, bloody gotcha. But also true, he was on his phone. There were jokes, there were bits where characters were like, bum, 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 set up, payoff joke. And they weren't funny, it was shit, it was boring, it was like really lackluster. There were just moments of like...
Just like maybe Captain America, the first Avenger.
Oh my god! I'm crawling across the table.
That is my least favorite Marvel movie to date. I really didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed it.
You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. You're telling me? Some green monsters and they like shapeshifted or whatever. Nick Fury was young and it's like, how did he get his eye stabbed or something? I can't remember.
Tim isn't being polite. And I'm often giving you the verbal... of the visual of what Tim's doing, the toaster and the knife and stuff. He's not giving the visual. I have climbed on top of my roof. God. I am about to jump into my pool.
Jax, no one cares about your tangible nonsense. Will you continue watching?
Of course I will, Tim. I love Marvel. I'm going to watch every episode because what if it gets good, Tim?
Like WandaVision. Love it.
What if it gets good? Tim, what? If it gets good.
Alright, so on the what if note, what if do you want to happen? Because I've got one.
No, you tell me yours, because I wrote notes down and I forgot them.
Alright, so my what if is a bit of a tangential sort of going into a bit of like it'll never happen. But I would like what if the Avengers versus the Justice League? That's my what if.
Oh, Tim. That's going to happen at some point.
I know. Probably going to end the superhero movies.
Avengers versus what did you say?
Probably going to end all superhero movies.
Oh, yeah. Have we discussed this?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Probably going to not happen, but yeah.
No. The day that film was announced is when we know the superhero bubble finally burst in 2063.
All right. Go. What if?
No, but you don't
what are your what ifs?
Plot points, ideas, things you want to hear from that?
Not really. I just want to say Superman punch Captain America.
Like the chessboard.
Right. What are your what ifs? Bring them on.
So Tim, what if the Avengers were in Avengers, and by that I mean the Injustice League. You know, Injustice, but in Avengers.
Sure. Go.
What if Thanos was the main character of the Avengers? So what if like Thanos was the Tony Stark of the Avengers?
Nice.
And Tony Stark was the Thanos of the Avengers? Nice.
I'll give you two more. Go.
What if Thanos was Captain America?
What if Rocket Raccoon
was Captain America? And Ken, don't just come
on. So you just like Captain America.
No, Tim, I knew this episode was going to be what if Captain Carter was Captain America? And what if that fucking didn't matter? I knew it wouldn't matter. I knew that nothing would change. If Captain America was a fucking raccoon, I reckon it would matter. Because everyone would be like, Captain America, like...
No, it wouldn't.
The symbol of America is now a raccoon shoots with guns? What if he's a big purple raisin man? I think it would matter. And I think that if you actually bothered to write a story around the changes that would make, what if Captain America, the symbol of America and peace and hope in the 40s, fighting Nazis was a giant purple space monster, I think that would be interesting. If you could be bothered figuring out the story around that and not just going, fucking, it's what if. Mm. We're doing the multiverse.
You're putting too much. You're putting too much credit into it, though. Like, they're not.
I'm not. When the Marvel Cinematic Universe is great, it's great. It's really well written. It's good. It can be good. Movies can be good, Tim. Things can be good.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah. Cool. I'm intrigued to see where it goes, but I don't know. I'll just probably wait till you tell me what happens, and then I'll be like, yeah.
I'll be like, this one's Tony Stark, but what if Tony Stark wasn't Tony Stark and it was fucking Peggy?
Incredible. Do you have anything else to say?
Nah, fuck this show. Fuck this show. I'm so amazing.
All right, I'll see you next time.
Yeah. So we forgot to mention, but there's a crack in the mix, and that was pretty good. But the show sucks so much that we forgot to mention it. If you want us to talk about other things that are awesome, I do another podcast, Spoiler Talk, where we talk spoilers. This week we did The Suicide Squad. Check it out wherever you get your podcast, on YouTube. At Spoiler Talk or on TikTok or on Instagram or all the things. Bloody check it out. Thanks, guys.
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think that the what if will matter? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.